All right, welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. But today on the show, we're not doing that. Today on the show, it's a special episode and one that I'm very excited to share with you all. I have been talking about my new album, More Content, for a while now. This is my first full-length album, not counting when I put out soundtrack albums as releases. Full-length, 16 new songs. First time since 2020's self-titled David Rosen, and I am very proud of this album, so excited to share it with you all, and this is going up on December 30th, Happy New Year, by the way, which is also the album's release date, but what I'm going to play for you right now is an album-length commentary track where I talk about the making of the album, the story behind some of the tracks, and some of the plans I have for music videos and things like that. Hopefully interesting for you all, and most importantly, you get to hear the songs. So the album is available on a limited edition CD over on Bandcamp. That's davidrosen.bandcamp.com. It's also on CD Baby. So you can get the CD, and it's a really beautiful package that I put together. And of course, it's going to be the best audio quality for how you can listen to the album, but it's also on streaming as well, Spotify, Apple Music, all those places. So check the album out everywhere after you finish listening to it here. And thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with more Piecing It Together, of course, soon. So make sure you're subscribed wherever it is that you listen to Piecing It Together. And, you know, you could also follow us on social media at Piecing Pod, join the Facebook group Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, all that stuff. Let's listen to the album. More Content. All right, so it's been a couple of years since I recorded one of these, but we'll see how this goes. This is a commentary track for my brand new album, More Content, which is my first full-length album since my self-titled David Rosen album, which when that came out at the height of the pandemic and everything, that's when I actually recorded all of the commentary tracks. It was part of a whole I'm stuck at home and making stuff, making content. The title of this album, More Content, is definitely a tongue-in-cheek, you know, poke at the current era of just a total onslaught of content, including from me. And, it feels like art has been reduced to just content nowadays. And, you know, it just, you see it, you absorb it for 5 seconds and then it disappears. And that just seems to be where we're at right now. Obviously with my podcast, Piecing It Together, looking at movies, it's hard because there's so much content coming out constantly and none of it sticks, you know? And so I was just kind of poking fun at that with this album title. I mean, the cover itself features, there's an animated version of it and then just the still version, but it features this video wall of all of these, it's 64 video screens of content that I've composed music for, whether it be films or music videos or commercials, all this stuff. And that doesn't even include everything I've worked on, honestly, over the years, but it's a lot of stuff and it kind of drives home the point. Before we get into the music here, I figured I'd throw out this little tidbit that I was originally going to call this album Volume 2, which was also kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing because in my mind, I knew that it was David Rosen, the self-titled album from 2020, Volume 2, but it was kind of like, what is this a Volume 2 to? Is it to that? Is it to one of my other albums? Like, you know, it doesn't really say what it is. So obviously, I don't know. I guess I was in the mood to joke with my album title, but yeah. A lot of these songs were started during those same sessions during quarantine where I was just stuck in my room working on music. Some of that music is still being held for the next album, but a lot of these tracks started then. And as I did on the other commentary tracks, I will be telling you the file names of the songs, which is more for me than it is for you, but I just find it interesting. And it's a way to, you know, in case I ever lose these files and the little, you know, documents that I've created where I'm keeping track of stuff. At least I'll have it in this recording. I'll know when I made these songs or at least when I started making them. And I find it interesting. But you'll hear with the file names if it's, you know, 2020, you know, hey, that song was started probably during the pandemic. But yeah, so I'll do that like I did on the other commentary tracks. And the last thing I was going to mention before we jump into the music is this was originally going to be a double album. which would have doubled down on the more content joke. But I just like the single album format. I've made all of my albums, except for A Different Kind of Dream, 16 songs. I feel like that's a really good length. And I thought if I, you know, took all of the music I've been working on and put it all together, and it was ended up being like a 20, 22, 24, something like that song album, it just would have felt too long. And I just felt like that was unnecessary. So I backed off. We'll have a few albums to look forward to in the future. And instead, we've got 16 new songs to listen to and talk about. So let's kick it off with what's essentially the title track, More. So this song, like I said, it's the title track. File name's 2021-211. One day I was just, I think I was getting out of the shower, and just this beat and the idea of manipulating my voice saying more, like on the downbeats of some of the loops, like, I don't know, it just came to me and it just seemed like it would be such a great track. This was the song on the album that took the longest to perfect. I knew I was going to be leading the album with it, and so it just, it had to be perfect. And I was willing to delay this album till next year if I had to. It just, I had to keep going back and back and making sure things were perfect. This is definitely one of my more industrial influence tracks, which those who know me know that that's what I kind of got into making music to do. And it took me a long time to get there, but now I think some of my tracks are basically in line with the kind of industrial that was, you know, inspiring me to make music in the first place. This track is so heavy. Now this breakdown that comes up, I love it. Just wait for this build up. Here we go. Can't see me right now, but I'm basically headbanging. It's funny too how the promotional video for this album, which is the animated version of the album cover, it really only goes with this song. Like, I was trying to make different versions of it where it previews other songs from the album, and none of them went with it. It just perfectly goes with this track. It's pretty wild. So this one's called Warrior. It's 2022-710. I was in a Pilates class one day pretty recently, because this song just started in July, and I heard this song with just this pounding tribal percussion that went for a while before anything else came in, and it's kind of what influenced me on this one. I just wanted to try that, and none of the rest of the song sounds like it, but I just wanted a long intro with just these pounding drums. I love the combination of those guitar chords with the vocals. And you'll notice as we get through the other 16 songs, these vocalizations from these singers and the guitars, like, that's kind of the theme of this album. There's a lot of that throughout all these songs. here. One thing about this track, Warrior, is a lot of songs, you know, they go through a bunch of transitions. I have to make the track, you know, the first version and export it, listen to it in the car a bunch or at the gym, and then go back with new ideas and update it and this and that. This one practically came out fully formed. It still went through a few revisions and added a little things here and there, but for the most part, version one was a fully formed song. It's crazy when it just pours out of you like that. Track has such a vibe to it. It's kind of unlike anything I've done before. I was originally going to call this song Transition because I felt like I have a long history of trying to make my track twos on all of the albums, like some of my favorite tracks. And this being track two, I wanted to transition from that really heavily industrial first song to a more rounded sound that's going to fill out the rest of the album. And I felt like this did it really well. But then I've got a guy who wants to make a cartoon music video set in ancient times to this track. And I don't know for sure if it's happening. I think it's going to happen. But just that idea made me think to change the song title to Warrior. And I think it fits pretty well. All right, so the next song coming up is called Boiling Point, and the file was 2020-6-5. So that's right in the heart of it all. And yeah, I remember this was one that the first version was so different from what you're gonna hear right now. It didn't feel finished, and I couldn't figure out how to finish it for like all of 2020. And it wasn't until just recently that I finally started finding the right sounds and layers and just the stuff that it needed to feel complete. That guitar loop, though, and those lightly pounding drums, though, like from the get-go, I was like, oh yeah, this is boiling point. This is something about to boil over. Those tracks, I talked about it on some of my previous album commentaries, where I, instead of having a structure that's more song-like, up and down, changes here, breakdowns, all that kind of stuff, it just keeps building and building and building, which of course goes with the Boiling Point title as well. Guitars in the background. One thing I'm not that good at is like having just a little bit of a guitar overdub type thing that isn't a whole nother lead. That's not my strong suit, but it comes through well here. That vocal thing that just came in, it's gonna come in one more time coming up. If you listen real closely, you'll hear me in there too. I'm mixed in with sampled vocals too, though. just playing with a different way to go out rather than just fading out or hitting a stopping point or something. So the next song is called Trapped in the Beat. It's 2021, 4:19:02. And I got a weird story with this one, actually. So, first of all, this song was originally called The Return. And it just went through a lot of changes. At first, I was doing this vocalization thing that I was actually singing, and it kind of sounded Native American, and my wife told me it was cultural appropriation, and I was like, I don't know, is it? And she was like, yeah, you shouldn't do that. And I was like, all right, fine. So I was changing things a lot, and somehow I basically broke the song. Like, all the instruments were disconnected from the MIDI data, and I actually went to a Studio One support forum, the software that I use for making music, and everyone was like, that can't happen. There's nothing you could have pushed that would have done this. And somebody even suggested that maybe I have a poltergeist or a ghost or something that was screwing with this song, and that got me thinking about renaming the song Poltergeist or Ghost or something like that, but I didn't think it really fit the vibe of the song. But then I thought of that Eminem lyric, I'm a ghost trapped in a beat, and that's where I ended up landing on for the song title. And I think it fits really well. I got all these vocalizations in there. Just, that's not me, though. I don't think I could hit those notes. Or stutter my voice that way. Although that is me in the background. The leftover chop of the sample of me singing that I... There I am. That I kept in here. But... I've always felt this song kind of feels like a companion piece to Pocket Watch from my self-titled David Rosen album. Coming up here is like my favorite part of this song. Just a little change up in the main melody almost makes it like a whole nother song, but it's still the same thing though, but it's just a slight variation. And of course it all comes back together. Kind of almost like remixing the end of the song rather than just ending on a down note or something. I think it just adds new kind of layers to what I do. All right, so this next one is called Touched. And file name is 2021-217. This is definitely one of the more chill tracks on the album. Track makes me want to go get some tapas and a hookah. wife and I have been doing a lot of yoga and fitness classes lately, and I think that's inspired a little bit of what I've been doing with my music. This feels like something I'd hear in class. Reminds me a little bit of like Dreams Like These and Under the Dust, some of these tracks that are just like real chill and mid-tempo but really kind of pretty and haunting but not dark. It was weird when I was going back to make my notes for doing this commentary, I could have swore I started this song back in 2020, but I don't know, I guess it wasn't that old. Like, I started it in 2021, and I just feel like I've been living with this beat forever. I love this breakdown here. You know, when I'm recording this commentary track, I'm listening much lower just so I could hear myself speak. And there are sounds in here that I don't even, like, normally hear when I'm playing the music loud. Like, it's just funny how, like, different listening situations, you hear different things in your own music. Oh, I love this ending, by the way. These snares. Whole thing that feels like it's gonna build back up, but it's just kind of just holding you there. I don't think I could have made music like that 10 years ago. So this next one's called Secret Places. I think it's the oldest track on the album. 128.19 too. This is from 2019 that I started this one. And I rarely do this with my albums. Maybe only once or twice throughout all of the albums. But this song is kind of a cheat to include it, because I repurposed this from another project. Back before podcasting and everything, I used to do a blog on my website called This Thing Rules, where I would review pieces of music software and write a demo track to go along with the review. And this was from the very last review I was writing when I got too busy to continue the This Thing Rules series. And so I never finished that review. I never finished the track, although I did have the track as a little demo on my website. If you actually check out bydavidrosen.com and listen to all the samples of music on there, you would have heard an early version of this song. But I felt that this song needed to be finished. It needed to be a complete song, and it felt like it would fit perfectly on this album. So I just said screw it and did it. A lot of really cool stuff happening on this track. And I love this. A lot of vocal stuff happening. This whole section from here to the end, Just like the first song, More, was like one end of the industrial spectrum that I was always like kind of aiming for when I got into making music. This is like another end of that electronic industrial kind of spectrum of music that I was always trying to get to. And obviously a lot of the music on the album has gotten a lot more natural sounding and less electronic, but a few of the tracks still lean heavily in that direction. So many layers in there. It's wild to me. All right, so next up is How to Start a Fire. This is 2021 428. And I feel like this is kind of the centerpiece of the album. Kind of like Awake, Asleep, Repeat on my self-titled album. It's not the title track, but it just feels like almost like the rock that holds the whole thing together. I'd love to see a music video get made for this one. I don't have an idea yet or anything, but just such a cool track. I feel like this album, More Content, where I always describe my music as dark, like this album, it's gone less dark and more just dramatic. It feels like all the songs are, they have this like heavy drama to them. On in this song. I kind of drove myself nuts getting this one right. That's the case for the next one too, though. Tracks where it's like, what the hell genre am I? I don't know what you call this. It's not rock, it's not new age, it's not electronic. Vibing out over here. I can barely even think of what to say. I do love that breakdown though. And I love those high strings. Almost disco. Dun, dun, dun. I love that. I almost got rid of the vocals. I didn't want them to take away from the rest of the track, but I just really thought it just tied it all together. So I kept them. Next up is Inspiration, which is 2021 5-2. Like I said, I really drove myself nuts on this one, because I love this song so much. I think it's one of the most beautiful things I've done. And there's like at least 6 or 7 different layers of guitar happening, and getting them all to mix together perfectly. Ugh, what a pain in the ass, but it came together. Another one that I hope a music video happens for this. Nothing in the works yet though. We'll see what happens. I don't have anything quite like this on any of my other albums. There's a few musical ideas that lean into some things, but nothing quite this beautiful and as realized. It's another one of these snare-based breakdowns coming up here that I just love. I guess build up would be more the right term. I love it. I'm dancing in my seat right now, guys. About building up to like big for the finale of this song, but I decided it should stay like, even though it's upbeat, it should stay relatively chill and pretty. The drums get a little bit more hectic, I guess. But we just get these cool little ARP synths coming in. Real dreamy. Next up is Ascending, 2021-424. And every album of mine needs a big ambient track, and this is it. I feel like it shares a lot in common with Multiply from my self-titled album, which was the first single and music video. But this is definitely its own thing and unique and different from Multiply, but it shares some musical ideas, I would say. Speaking of music videos, while recording this, I just got a message from the woman who is actually animating a music video for this song that I came up with. It's really cool. It's I don't want to say too much about it, because I want to see once it's like finally finished before you guys all get to see it. But I'm really excited about it. It's first music video that I've had in a while that isn't something I made myself. So I'm really excited about it, and it's looking really cool so far. And it is cartoon. It's totally animated. It's very heavy and dark. Of course. I mentioned Yoko yoga classes earlier. And yeah, this is another one that I think could be played at yoga class. Getting on more Spotify playlists is definitely part of the, you know, the goal going forward as a musician. But also, I'm going to start bugging our yoga teachers to play my music in class, because I think it would fit really well. And anywhere I can get new listeners, I'm down. This guitar lead went through a million versions to fit right, because I didn't want to pick up the song too much. I didn't want it to turn into some big upbeat rocking thing. I wanted to stay mellow, but I wanted that grit to it. I also had versions where the drums picked up, and it just, no, not necessary. That I had Antiviral going first and then Ascending. Did I send the album to press in the wrong order? Oops. Eh. I think either way works. You're just gonna make a playlist anyway. So yeah, it's all upbeat from here, I think. So next up is Antiviral, 2020-12-09. And this was the first single from the album. I released it as a teaser along with a music video that was created with the AI service Rotor. I remember all I had was that bass line and the beat that comes in. And it was just basically a loop. There was nothing else to it for the first few months, but I was just like, this is crazy. I gotta build this into something. And then it all just started coming together. The thing that really tied it together is when I started going back and forth between the two different drum beats, because there's two drum beats happening right now. And at first I just had them playing over each other, but then I started going back and forth between them. And then we got this different bass line that comes in, and so just totally mixing it all up just kept things on its toes, you know? Speaking of the music video for this one, Rotor is an interesting service. I actually have another music video I'll talk about later for another one of the tracks on this album that I also made with Rotor. But the reason I gave it a try in the first place was CD Baby sent me a free code to try it out. And it's cool. It's almost like when I was making my public domain footage-based videos, except for all the footage is right there for you. And I have to do less editing because the AI does it for you. What can't AI do? Another song where I feel like there's nothing else on any of my previous albums that sounds like it. Which, that's exciting to me, of course. It's heavily electronic, but not really industrial. It's just really cool. I've yet to hear this one on, like, a really banging system, like with a big subwoofer. I'm sure it'll sound awesome. Someone needs to pick the music video for a film festival so I can go hear it in like a Dolby surround movie theater or something. Pretty sure those sounds are coming out of Diva from Yuhi, in case anyone's wondering. So like I said, I think I originally intended Ascending to be next after all that craziness, but oh well. This one's called Power. It's 2020-520. This one went through like a million changes and also a million different names. I was calling it Work, I was calling it Construction, I was calling it Cold and Colder. Ice Cold, I think it was. Just all kinds of different names. I don't know. I saw a lot of different things while making it. This one required a lot of balancing just to get everything right, and I wanted to keep this long build up because it's going to get really big about halfway through. And I wanted the long, slow build up, but I needed to, like, I always say I got to earn it if I want a song to be longer. So I needed a lot of things happening, little changes and just things to make it worthwhile waiting for the big part. Changes in the guitar patterns and drums and stuff. But once we get out of this little breakdown, then things start to really finally build. Here we go. Somehow, whenever I'm listening to this song in headphones at the gym and I'm working out and hearing this track, it all comes together really well, and I get a good workout in that day. Like I said, this album, it's not as dark as my other stuff. It's just heavy and dramatic, you know? Which, by the way, my next album, I guess I might as well tell you, it's called And Other Unexplained Phenomena, and it's been recorded in the same sessions and time that I've been working on this album. It'll be out around October, and that leans much more heavily into the dark and weird. It's almost like a theme, like a concept album, all heavy and dark stuff. Why am I telling you that now? You deserve to know if you've listened to this far. Did I earn the length on that track? It's always the thing. I don't want the song to go 4 minutes or even longer unless it deserves it. And I feel like that one did. This next song's a lot shorter, but I think it's exactly the right length. So this one's called Everything and Nothing. And it was 2022 7:15, which I think makes it the most recent track that I started, if I'm not mistaken. It's After Warrior. Yeah, 2022-7-15. That is the most recent track that I started for the album. And actually, this one, I said I don't, you know, repurpose songs very often, but if a track doesn't even, like, get started for its intended purposes, then that doesn't count. I actually started this one as the score for a film from Alexis Quaresma, who is the photographer I worked with on Destined for Greatness, the single I released in 2021, which was also the music for one of his films. But he didn't really like the direction it was going. You know, he always loves my music, but just didn't feel it was right for the film he was making. So I started over, and he loved the second thing I made, but this one was still sitting there, and I was like, shit, it's a cool track. I should still turn it into something. And for some reason, I went insane with it, and that's starting right here. What I was thinking with this song, but I love it. It's so weird. This synth coming up here. The way it grows up here, come on. Again, what is this music? I don't even know, but I just think it came out so cool. Another one I want to hear in a big booming system. So the next song is called Horizon Lines, and this one, much like Touched, 2021-01-15, I felt like I've had this one started for years, like I would have even thought before 2020. It's crazy. It just feels like I've been living with this track unfinished for the longest time. Another one that doesn't quite feel like anything I've done. I mean, it kind of has a little bit of that vibe of on some of the other albums where I'll have a song towards the end, which this is getting towards the end, that just like kind of chills things down but is still upbeat, like Every Little Bit on An Unseen Sky or Feels Like New on David Rosen. I do get funky here though with this bass line. It's such a chill track, though. I feel like I'll probably be using this track a lot in podcast ads. It would definitely fit behind somebody plugging their new product or event or something. I'm sitting here making fun of people talking about art and music as content, but here I am making music for commercials. Hey. Another one that I didn't want to get too big. I wanted it to keep its vibe and just totally chill, you know? Yeah, the bass gets a little funky and the drums kick up here and there, but I wanted it to stay chill too, though. Probably have a pretty cool music video with like flying or something like that. Maybe another animated one, that would be cool. Dun, 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 dun. cool stuff going on in here. Just the right amount of that funky bass line coming in, leaving it out for most of the repetitions, but bringing it in here and there. I remember I did play this track on the Top Gun Maverick episode. Best movie of the year so far, who would have thought? Tom Cruise, man. The guy knows what he's doing. So the next song on the album is called Distance, and it was 2020-04-02-03, meaning it was the third song I made that day. And I remember, if you were to go back to the commentary track for David Rosen, this was right at the beginning of the pandemic, and I made like 10 tracks in a week. This was right in that bundle of tracks that I was working on. Yeah, I remember that. So this one has been in the works for quite a long time. And it was like pretty like good to go when I was finishing that album, but I just felt like it needed a little something more. I remember I was almost going to release it as is, as like a freebie, like a bonus track or something, and throw it on the website or maybe on the Patreon or something like that. But I'm glad I didn't, because I ended up adding a lot of stuff that really, really filled this song out. Stuff in the drums and those vocal samples and all that. It's just another vibe track. I just think this one is so cool. Comes in and takes us through the rest of the song, almost like just feels like it's riding on like a track or something. And the way that drum picks up to go along with it, there's a lot of like, I think you call them counter melodies, I'm not even sure. As you guys know, I'm not classically trained musician, but one thing going off here and the other thing going off there, and they don't go together, but they fit so well anyway. A lot of that going on between the bass, the guitar, and the piano, and the synth. Such a cool track. It kind of reminds me a little bit of a later era Michael Jackson song, which I'm a huge fan of late Michael Jackson, so that's cool for me. Just awesome. We only got two more songs to go. And first up is Blacklight, which is 2021-112. And this one, man, you have no idea how close I was to trashing this track. It had a cool start, but then it just wasn't going anywhere. There was nothing I could do to it that would feel like I was actually finishing it or turning it into a full song. but it, I just knew that I needed to keep going back to it because there was just something about it. Changing up that bass line, that was the first key to figuring out, oh yeah, there is something here. But then you'll see, we get some guitars that come in. This is another one where there's multiple layers of guitars and I had to mix them perfectly to make it all fit and work, but once I got it layered in properly and got all the guitars working with each other, then I knew, yeah, this was a cool song. It's all gonna happen once we get to the breakdown. Here we go, you ready? Oh, do I love the rest of this song from here forward. Talks about the drama on this album. This song just feels so dramatic. Talk about Top Gun. I want to get in like a fighter jet pilot right now. I told you I had another Rotor music video in the works. It's for this song and it looks really cool. By the time you hear this commentary, it might be out. I don't know. I haven't decided exactly when I'm releasing the video for this and the video for Ascending, what order they're coming out. But it's a really cool video. You could imagine with a name like Blacklight and with how the song sounds, what the video probably looks like. In the background of that, I go, and that's part of the drums, but I like mixed it in nicely where you can't even tell that some of the drums are just my voice. Pretty cool. So this song, one of my favorites on the album, it is the closing track. It's called Signals, and it's 2021-4-18. I remember I started this one, I think it might have been the day after I watched Michael Mann's Thief, and was just so inspired by the Tangerine Dream soundtrack. This isn't as dark and melancholy as a lot of my album closers usually are, but it is big and dramatic and really freaking cool, and I just felt like it would be the perfect track to close the album with. I just think it's just so cool. And you know, for an electronic musician like me, it's not just, you know, straight whole note bass keys, you know. It feels like some kind of prog rock type thing. There's a big guitar solo that comes in here, and I'm very happy with how it came out, but I almost ended up taking it out of the song. I was worried it didn't quite sound real enough. But, I don't want to talk over it too much because it's awesome. I usually don't get outside opinions before I finish songs, but I sent this to my friend BG from the band Black Camaro to find out like hey, you're an awesome guitar player. Does this sound like something a guitar player would play? And he said, yeah. He said it sounded good. He gave me some notes on adjusting the mix a little bit, but otherwise, after that and just tightening it up a little bit, yeah, it works. And then we got all these weird vocal things going on too, along with bigger synths, and it all just, this whole ending, I should just shut up and let's listen to it. There's so much happening. It's just awesome. I don't know, like, I feel like if one of the bands that I like made an album and this song was on it, I would be like, hell yeah, I love this song, you know? So, hey, it's my song, and that's cool too. That looping synth sounds so out of place if I solo it out. If I played it for you, you'd just be like, what? That's in one of your songs? It sounds like a freaking carnival ride or something. But it mixed in everything else happening. You just never know. It just all works, comes together. So that's the album. That's more content. And like I said, I've been working on so much music these last couple of years that my next album and other unexplained phenomena is actually pretty damn close to finish. I'd say like 60%. I wanted it to be completely done by the end of 2022, but it's close enough. I've got the 16 songs. Some of them just need a little work. It'll be ready early next year. I'm going to hold off on releasing it, though, until probably October. It is much darker of an album, and the artwork is freaking awesome. It's made by this artist, Chad Martinez, here in Las Vegas, and it's just really cool. You're going to see it soon, but yeah, I'm probably going to put it out as like a Halloween kind of thing, like in October, and there's also enough music for another album. I don't know what that's going to be yet, some kind of bonus song compilation. Maybe I'll put it out between the two albums. Maybe it'll be after. I'm not quite sure yet, but so much more music is on the way. I even have an album title and cover for the next album after that. The age of more content is here. There's going to be a lot of content coming your way. But like I say in the liner notes of the limited edition CD, which is available for pre-order on Bandcamp and will be available for sale everywhere on December 30th. Stop calling music content, please. But lots of content on the way. The album will also be on streaming on December 30th. My little tagline is to kick off the new year with more content. And please make sure you check it out, you know, follow me on Spotify or wherever it is that you listen to music. And, you know, if you're still into CDs, I'd appreciate it if you buy the album, because that is, of course, you know, the way that an artist can actually make some money nowadays. You could also subscribe to the Patreon, the Produced by David Rosen Patreon, where I've been posting advanced music from this album, as well as other pieces of music. There will be a lot more going on the Patreon in the new year. I've got two soundtrack albums ready to go that I'm not quite sure if I'm giving them proper releases or if they'll just end up on the Patreon. Lots of cool stuff there, as well as stuff from my podcasts, Piecing It Together, an awesome movie year. So check that out, patreon.com/bydavidrosen, or just search for the Produced by David Rosen Patreon. And, of course, the other commentary tracks, the ones for Echoes in the Dark, An Unseen Sky, Head Like Fire, A Different Kind of Dream, and David Rosen. Those are all available to listen to over there as well. So, yeah, lots of great stuff. Thank you, as always, for being here. Thank you for listening to my music, for supporting me over all these years. I hope you enjoy the new album, and make sure to share it and get in touch. Let me know what you think of it. I'm always looking for feedback. And even though I make this music for me and I'm going to keep making the music I want to hear, I do want to hear what you think of it. So please do get in touch. Thank you for listening. And check out the website, bydavidrosen.com, where there's lots of other stuff to check out. Links to all my music videos, the other albums, I'll be posting a review from my mom on this album on there, like I do with all my other albums, and lots of other great stuff. So check it out. And again, thanks for listening. All right, so I hope you enjoyed more content. Again, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber here on Piecing It Together. This is the end of 2022, but I have so much planned for 2023, including more music. There's a whole nother album on the way. I already talked about that in the conversation. It's not a conversation. It's a conversation with myself, I guess. A conversation between me and you, the listener. I'm just so used to saying the conversation because of how the podcast usually works. But anyway, lots more Piecing It Together coming your way. Lots more music coming your way. Awesome movie year coming your way. Lots of stuff. I don't want to call it content, but that's, you know. That's what it is, I guess. Anyway, lots coming your way in 2023. So thank you so much for being out there and listening. And thank you for listening to this one. And thank you for your support. And we'll see you all in 2023.
An All Points West production, produced by David Rosen in Las Vegas.